You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are doing another Session Savvy series, and today we're talking through not assuming that content is emotionally connected. So I'll make sense of what I mean by that in just a second. But before we do, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. We're so glad you're here. You will not find a more helpful, loving, encouraging, supportive community than the Play Therapy Podcast listeners. So really excited to have you. If you have not, please go back and listen to the episodes in order. This is a seminal training podcast, and it goes in order on purpose. So please go back and start at episode one so that you get all of the basics that you need before you dive into this series specifically, but all of the most recent episodes. Secondly, if you are planning to attend the Australia conference, please sign up for the meetup. So go to playtherapypodcast.com/meetup. RSVP, it's free. It's just so we know how many people to expect. And the Atlanta meetup was absolutely incredible. So really looking forward to doing it on the Gold Coast in Brisbane next month. And we are at the end of October, which is crazy to me. And we're going to be hitting the last 2 months of the year here in the next couple days. So really interesting to think about this year in reflection. And I'll actually, toward the end of the year, I'll do kind of a reflection episode, if you will, to go over just lots of things that we've done, lots of things that we're looking forward to doing, and kind of encapsulating 2024. But I hope that you have felt that this year was a year of shifts for you. And what I mean by that is I hope that you feel that you have turned a corner on your skills. I feel that you have gained more information. I hope that you feel that you are looking forward to continuing to grow and learn the CCPT model. And for me, it has just been one positive shift after another. So I hope that you're feeling excited. I hope that you are looking back reflectively over this year as it's coming to an end pretty soon with a lot of gratitude and a lot of excitement. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. So just wanted to let you know that those have been my thoughts as we're moving into November. Okay, so Session Savvy series, here's what I'm seeing in a lot of the videos that I'm reviewing, and here's what I see in a lot of the sessions that I watch. We sometimes assume that when a child does something, we're supposed to react in a certain way. And we kind of get into this habit of thinking that the content is emotionally connected, and therefore we respond in an emotional way, or in the way that we assume we are supposed to respond, even when what true CCPT is remaining neutral until we're given a cue or a directive. So let me give you some examples, and I think this will start to make sense. So often if a child handcuffs us, if a child says, "You're going to get handcuffed," we would want to neutrally react and respond with a reflection of content there. "Oh, you're going to handcuff me." But then we don't assume that we're supposed to not like it. We're not supposed to assume that we're scared. We're not supposed to assume that we want to be freed. And here's what will happen. A therapist will get handcuffed and then go, "Oh no, I don't want to be handcuffed." Or, "Oh, I want you to let me go, but I'm stuck." Or, "I don't like this. When are you going to let me go?" Things like that. And we think that we're playing a role, but unless the child has cued that that is supposed to be our reaction, that that is supposed to be our response, that is leading and it's directive and it's assumptive. And we don't want to be any of those things in CCPT. So when a child handcuffs us, for example, we wait to find out from the child what our response is supposed to be. So if the child says, "Yeah, and you don't want to be handcuffed." Okay, now we have a role to play. "I don't want these handcuffs on." But until a child gives us that directive, we don't want to assume that. Okay, another example is if we get shot, either with the air, because there's just a regular gun, or with a dart gun, or with a bow and arrow, or with whatever we happen to get shot with. In my room, it's a crossbow, but for whatever weapons you happen to have, a slingshot maybe, I think there are some playrooms with slingshots. If you get shot, often what will happen is I see therapists clutch their chests and fall over and stick their tongue out and they immediately die. Well, how are we supposed to know that we're meant to die when we get shot? We shouldn't. So in a moment like that, we're supposed to respond neutrally. And actually, let me extend this to getting stabbed, because I think stabbing is even worse, because when we get stabbed, we tend to go, like make all these, I'm in pain, dying sounds. Okay, we don't know that that is how we're supposed to respond. We can assume that, but we don't want to do that in a CCPT playroom, because it's the child's story, the child's narration, the child's direction. So we want to neutrally acknowledge what happened. Oh, you're stabbing me. Or you shot me. And then we wait. Because if the child wants us to do something else, they'll tell us. And if they don't, then we can just watch how the story unfolds. And that usually gives us contextual clues. So the goal is always to either reflect content or track behavior, not assume emotion, not assume outcome, not assume charge, and then we wait to see how whatever that storyline is develops. Okay, final example. There will be sometimes that a child will tell you something that it's actually not part of the play, right? So these first two examples, you're getting handcuffed or you're getting shot or stabbed. That's in the moment in the playroom, and we can assume. But what if a child tells you something that has nothing to do with the playroom at all? So it's a connective moment. It's a relational moment. It's something that they're working through, so they want to talk about it. I watched a session a while back where the little girl said, "It's my birthday on Saturday." And she said it like that. It was just, "My birthday is on Saturday." And we have a tendency to go, "Your birthday is Saturday. That's so exciting." But do we know that? What if this is a child that has never had her birthday celebrated her whole life because her family always forgets or her family's always too busy? And this was a child that was living with grandma. Mom and dad were not in the picture. So I'm not making up these crazy scenarios. This was a girl that her parents might not have ever celebrated her birthday. I don't know. And I don't know that the therapist knew either. And we have a tendency to connect certain things with certain feelings. Birthday parties are exciting, but for a child, they might not be. She might dread her birthday coming around every year. She might never want to celebrate her birthday because she never gets presents and she feels lonely and ignored on her birthday. So when we go, "That's so exciting." Now, let's back up. Had the child gone, "It's my birthday on Saturday." Okay, well, that's clear excitement. So we could absolutely reflect that feeling. But if we're just told something, we can't assume that there's an emotion tied there unless the child has indicated that, because that's our context. Birthdays are exciting, but they're not always exciting. Think about foster kids. Think about kids that have been adopted out of foster care. Think about kids that live in really dysfunctional households. Think about kids that have parents who are addicted to substances. Birthdays might be completely forgotten, ignored, and miserable for those kids. And I think we also tend to do it when a child is acting out in a certain way in the playroom. So for example, when a child hits their fist on the table, we might say, "Oh, you're mad." But was the child really mad? That might have been just an expression of, "I need to channel this stuff that's inside." It could have been a pound in victory kind of scenario. Without really understanding the emotion, we don't want to move forward with what we think might be an indication there. So we might say, oh, you're really angry or you're upset. A lot of times when kids punch Bobo, we'll say you're angry, but punching isn't angry. We've talked about that in an earlier podcast. So we have to be really careful about not connecting things that are not clearly connected. So going back to how we started this, we can't assume content is emotionally charged because we need to just neutrally reflect content or track behavior and wait for a cue and or wait for a child to express a very evident emotion, and then we're able to reflect that. I hope that's helpful to you all. So many of you have given me feedback on this Session Savvy series and told me how much it has been valuable to you and how helpful it has been. So I'm really, really happy to hear the feedback from you all. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I haven't said this in a while, so for my vets, you know this, but for my new listeners, a lot of times people ask who filters my emails or does every email get passed to you or who reads them and vets them and who blah, blah, blah. The answer is no one. So if you email me, it comes directly to me. I will directly respond. I promise I'm the only one that reads my emails. I'm the only one that responds. Sometimes it takes several days. So if you don't hear from me immediately, it doesn't mean I didn't get it. I just have a lot of emails. But I promise you I will respond. And if you just want to say hello, if you want to tell me a story, if you want to ask me a question, I'd love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. All right, y'all. Love you. Good to be with you. Talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.